Eep, op, orp, aha. That means I love you. Come fly with me. To the sky with me. Come fly with me.
Freaking Jetsons.
Eep, op, orp means I love you. Jet, screamer, screamer, screamer. I got stuck in the deluge today. I was sad.
Deluge?
Yeah, that sudden downpour.
Oh.
We went out to the Sam's Club, and when we came out of the Sam's Club, all the water in the world was coming out of the air.
Did you guys hear that?
What?
Okay. There was an exceptionally loud firework that went off.
Oh, probably. I hear them, but I can't tune them in anymore. It's been nonstop since the end of May. My neighbors are what are, I believe, politically correct, referred to as white trash garbage people.
I am opening the channel.
Do it, Doug.
Donkey Teeth, you don't know what you're talking about. Pittsburgh is the greatest city in the world.
I don't know if I can support you on that.
At least
Pittsburgh
the top one in this
awesome.
State.
Oh, my God. It's the best state.
If you
want to
say best
state,
in this
by
state,
far.
I think you got everybody. I'm on board, too. Yeah.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I don't know you could dispute that in any way. Because, man, the other cities in this state suck.
Today is Miss Marvel Day, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
You didn't read the Always Sunny in Xander?
I did.
Oh, and I have a typo. Replace that second R with a T. Makes it funny.
Okay.
Erroric.
But I did in my mind anyway.
Okay, good. All right, it's...
Yeah, I'm ready for the show if you're ready for the show.
It's 2:47 in the a.m. That means it's time for perspectives. Is that what it was called?
I don't know what it was, but it's that is
that sounds like perspectives.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll this. Rolling with my homies.
Sorry,
trying Clueless. To catch me right and dirty.
Different song, but
rolling with the homies.
There you
that
go.
Was our song. I love that movie so much. It's so good. All right, let's go ahead. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 148th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got Chaos 72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. How goes, kids?
Goes well if you ignore the fireworks going on outside my window.
I'm going to say, otherwise,
did they
right
start
is
already?
Rain. I'm telling you.
It's not even dark out
my,
yet.
All of my... I was just going to call all my neighbors dirty hillbillies, but that is rude. I would love it if my neighbors were dirty hillbillies because they're generally friendly and they teach you how to live off the land and they can skin and clean a deer for you.
Might give you some moonshine.
My neighbors are white trash, just turds. They've been setting off these low rent fireworks that are do nothing and are extra loud for about a month and a half now, so... It'll kind of like hit a crescendo, then they'll use all their leftovers for the next week or two, and then it should be quiet for most of the rest of the fall.
Yeah, the neighbors that I have, I think they're just setting off. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's dark or not. They're just setting off the ones that make loud, thunderous noise, as if we didn't have enough of that earlier today. I think I'm lucky to be on the internet. There was a lightning strike that scared the bejesus out of me. It hit so close.
Oh, we had one of those too. It was, there's my shanty, and then there's a Turkey Hill, and then there's a car wash, and then there's an apartment building. It hit the apartment building next to the car wash. It was about the loudest crack of thunder I've heard in a lifetime. It was exciting.
How do I get your bejesus back in?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
What's happening?
I said it scared the bejesus out of me.
How to get it back in?
Yeah, I don't know how you cram your bejesus back in where it belongs.
I don't know how to type. At Alpha Team Hunger Force. I live in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Home of Little League Baseball.
Yeah, that's true. True story. Little League World Series.
And Clyde Peeling's Reptile Land.
Also largely true.
And that's all I got for Williamsport. That's...
Oh, I'll have to tell you a story about that sometime when we're not on the air.
All right, those are the two things I know about Williamsport. That's it.
I saw Clyde at a children's function, and he got out of hand fast. It was
oh,
amazing.
Oh, nice. I've not actually seen him in person for many a year. All right, this is, what I don't know what we're doing. It's the week of, hey, it's July 4th, America's birthday, peoples. Realized that when I looked at the date. 7-4 through 7-11 in the 2018s. Your Deadpool dailies for this week. Today was a Black Hulk, Thursday Purple Falcon, Friday Blue Psylocke, Saturday Yellow Beast, Sunday Green Bullseye, Monday Blue Cap, Tuesday Yellow Sentry, Wednesday is a Red Punisher. Over in your 5-day 4-star cutter! He needs one of those lightning strike noises.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the Titans.
Kaboom.
On the 27th, we had, I think we talked, did we talk? We talked about Red Hulk last time, right? Did Ian get to finish that one too?
I didn't try it yet, but I, that
well,
that
it's
one's
over,
hard
so
to lose.
You should have done that one already.
I did, but when okay. we discussed it, I had not attempted.
Ah, okay, couldn't
but
remember.
But it is very difficult to lose that crash.
Yeah. The next one was Cho, which I think yep. probably gave you a whole lot more troubles.
No, you were correct. A puncher's nice. Chance is more than you need against Beast.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beast is not an effective combatant.
No.
Especially, I mean, you know. Especially if you're keeping the green at bay for yourself.
Right. And then you just punch him in the face and it's all done.
Yeah. Then he can heal himself once, but that's as good as it's going to get. So, yeah. He's not with us anymore.
All right. Number next on the 7th is X-Force Deadpools.
Hmm. I don't know who he's up against, so I don't know what to expect. But he is my most recently champed 4-star, so I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I imagine
you count down for watts, you know, you attack with some samurai swords and heal yourself, it's all good.
Yeah, I'll have to go in there and respec him. I have not done that since he's been champed, so I don't know what he's at, but...
A samurai said it's X-Force Wolverine. That should be a winner.
You can... Probably.
X-Force Wolverine's not that good nowadays.
Right, I was going to say, and I feel like there's a good chance that... That X-Force Wolverine will blow up your countdown for what tiles for you.
Right. Throw them out there. Let him kill himself. It's all good.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Over in Storyland, your growth industry should be finishing up today if you haven't gotten your Wasp cover yet. Did you get your Wasp cover?
I got mine.
I got mine. It was the best I've done so far. That
nice,
I beat, Ian. I beat I've been on a hot streak lately. Every mission in growth industry, I beat the first time I tried it.
Really? Because some of those I had to play half a dozen times.
Yeah,
They were hard.
For me, Carol Coulson, Carol and Coulson in a wave, just, you know, those strike tiles they're putting out just keep getting stronger and stronger and out of hand. So by, like, you know, third wave, they're so powerful. And then I threw Peggy in there because she just makes everybody else's powers too expensive to activate.
They kept going faster and faster, so I kept going faster and faster. One of the greatest movies ever.
Incorrect, but good reference anyway.
Wow, yeah, I'm impressed. Ray was over here. What day was that? Saturday?
I don't know. No, Thursday? I don't know.
Thursday? I don't know. Someday we were playing. Hey, man, that one I think I did it 6 or 7 times before I could win.
That is rough. I just taught myself how to use Discord a little bit and type something to someone, so I'm proud, doubly proud of myself. And I did great at the Ultron event. I was telling Ray the other day, I mean, had I not gone to go visit Jared and Brian and Joe, you know, I might have gotten my progression complete because Hulkbuster, Quake, and Coulson, 60% of the time work every time. I mean, his best laid plans with her resonance frequency could keep the bombs at bay indefinitely, and then I would just wait until I could punch a hole through his head with repulsor punch, and that was it every time. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I was impressed. Our guys, our alliance, 16 of our players got full progression, and you got really close. So
yeah, I considered it, but I didn't want to take my computer with me on a road trip.
Can't blame you. But there were some comments. I don't know if you guys took a look at the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit about the that Wasp event, the Growth Industries, but there was a lot of cursing going on Reddit. Because that I suffered a defeat on the first wave battle. What was that? The third day, I think. The 4 waves that just were devastating. Deadpool and every one of them. And then the last fight, I lost once on that wave fight as well. I didn't even think about using Coulson and Carol. That would have probably made it a little easier for me. Actually, if I would have read it sooner, I would have seen that a lot of people were recommending that. Who did you end up going with, Craig?
I really don't remember.
Okay.
boy, who do I end up winning that with? I had to try, like, a few different teams. Because 5-star Thanos and 5-star Thor and America were not getting it done.
Mm. I ended up doing the very last round with Thor and America and Valkyrie. Thor walked away with 2,000 of his 54,000 hit points. Made it through, though.
Yeah, that was good. Let's see, moving on. Unstable ISO 8 is next. 12,500 gets you 3 Deadpools, 23,500 is Safari Joe, 52,000 for the CP, top 50 folks is Ant-Man, and 51,400 is Hawkeye. Strange Sights is up after that. 21,000, 3 Hawkeye, 36.5 for Blue Ant-Man, 65,000 for the CP, top 50 is Nova, and 51,400 is Loki. And then Growth Industries is back for round number 2.
Yay! Oh,
and this time it will give you an Ant-Man cover instead of a Wasp.
Sure.
Okay.
So we'll see if it is as hard the second time around.
I'm all for getting more Ant-Man covers now because of a news item that we'll be discussing later.
PvP land, it's the center of the mine season. You got First Avenger running right now. That'll get you Yellow Cap, a Green Baby Groot, 15 CP, top 10 is Ant-Man, and 11 to 50 is Gamora. And Half Inch Hero, which to me is the same as Inch High Private Eye, which was much cooler than this fake non-Henry Pym Ant-Man. Inch High?
And Private Eye.
It is worth double ISO, though, and quintuple red ISO. And we'll get you Gamora, Ant-Man, top 10 is Rogue, and 11 to 50 is Battery Man. So you can stock up on your ISOs. Ian, hit me with this amazing pie. It's amazing.
Oh my goodness. So.
The Royal Pie.
Right. In the vein of Craig sharing with you British culinary disasters, let me tell you a quick story about the Royal Lamprey Pie. As far as the pie itself, not much to it. It's just a meat pie. You know, typical short crust, top crust, and then you can, it's filled with lampreys because, of course, they're a delicious delicacy that all royal people want to eat, both in England and in Westeros. But if you season the lampreys in a wine and like a spiced wine situation to let them marinate, that would probably be the only suggestion that I have for this pie. I really have no idea why it's considered a delicacy or why it's why they eat it during Christmas. Also don't know. If for some reason you don't know what a lamprey is, it's like a disgusting jawless eel that sucks blood.
Yeah, a lot of teeth.
Yeah, a lot of teeth.
I suck blood all the time.
Yeah.
I got a straw right here. You want a demonstration?
An interesting thing is the lampreys are currently endangered in England.
So are they really?
Yes. So to serve the queen lamprey pie, they're importing them from the Great Lakes in Canada.
Who would have thought that someone could hunt the lamprey into extinction? Good job, Your Majesty. Yeah. So it looks like.
Here come the Mr. Yuck faces. I love it.
Yeah. I was going to say, King Henry was the inventor of the lamprey pie and started it down its royal lineage path. So if your meat pies are too delicious and you wish they were filled with lampreys, now you have an opportunity to eat like a king. Lamprey pie, brought to you, as always, by hero of the show, savior of the segment, this pie. Thanks, this pie.
I got married to the widow next door.
She's been married seven times before,
and everyone was an Ennery.
Ennery?
Wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Ennery. Ennery the eighth, I am. Ennery the eighth, I am.
I think this was Henry the first, just to be clear.
No, those don't exist.
Okay.
First seven Henrys were all made up. They weren't real people. Henry the eighth is the only Henry. I love me some Peter Noon. He was fantastic when I saw him live. All right, there is all the news, like all the news. It's uncanny how much news there is. All right, new Alliance feature, public purchases.
What?
So, you know how when somebody buys something in the Alliance and it says, here's some CP?
Yep.
And then we all go, thanks, somebody.
Yep.
Now you can, if Ray so desires, because the rest of us probably won't bother, you can click a button and make those announcements public so that you would actually find out who has bought something.
Oh, that's not going to go over well.
You don't think?
No one ever fesses up. No one wants to admit that they just shelled out $200 for hero points.
That's true.
That is true. Normally we say, thanks, buyer, and no one ever answers.
No one ever says you're welcome or smiley face or thumbs up. They're like, it wasn't me. Thanks, buyer. I threw them off the trail.
So I suppose if you were to put that as a poll on the Facebook page or something, Ray,
yeah,
if people want that to turn on or not.
I was just thinking maybe I would do that. I'm thinking that the poll is probably going to be no because of what we just said. I mean,
yep.
If people aren't willing to say, hey, yeah, that was me, you're welcome, then they probably don't want it to be public information.
Oh, the commander sets it for the whole alliance. We could force them.
Yeah, I don't
like
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's either on or it's off. So.
Yeah, nope.
I said, yeah, put it up to a vote. We'll let the alliance decide.
Sure.
I have no strong feelings one way or the other because I don't buy anything, so it's never
you
me.
You are the emissary from the neutral planet. I have no strong feelings one way or the other.
The planet Sweden. Ian, have you seen the useless World Cup trivia?
I didn't know it was trivia, but I didn't know that that's where you were going to go because I almost said that. I was just going to be like, speaking of Sweden, did you see they moved on to the quarterfinals? They edged out Switzerland 1-0. It was a really good game.
Yeah. And it turns out when they play Denmark, when the scoreboard says Sweden, because it's S-W-E versus D-E-N.
D-E-N.
And then when you take the other letters of their names, the last three letters of Sweden is D-E-N, and then you still have Mark left over. So you have Sweden and Denmark again.
Oh, interchangeable Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. I thought that was a, you know, useless point of funny trivia.
I did not know that, but I do enjoy that. As long as... Long as Belgium goes all the way to the finals, that's all I need.
Okay.
Come on.
About Belgium's?
But I'm very pro-Belgium in the World Cup.
All right. Whatever. I'm pro-nobody.
Fair.
If they just stopped playing, I would be just as excited.
For shame.
There's a change to supports. So they've been watching supports, decided to make some changes to them. Instead of getting a perk at all ranks, perks are now going to be unlocked at ranks 1, 3, and 5. And there will only be 3 perks. So, fewer perks mean individual perks are going to be made stronger. The power they've given to ranks 2 and 4 have been redistributed to the other 3. Ranks 2 and 4 will still raise the level cap of a support, allowing you to make your support stronger. They just don't add any perks. So, the power level has been raised. Perks that deal damage or create special tiles will now be twice as strong at level 250 than they are now, and get much stronger on their way to level 250 than they do now. So, it says they want high-rank perks to feel more awesome. As you unlock them, so you'll see many rank 3 and 5 perks start off stronger than they used to. So if anyone gets a perk, sees one in the wild, let me know how that goes for you.
Okay. That's interesting. Now, how will this affect perk 6 / perk 4 now? Isn't there a special perk where if I attach it to character X, I get an extra perk?
Oh, I think those are just automatic. Those are...
Okay.
I think you get those at rank 1, I believe.
Okay.
The synergy ones. Let's look, because, hey, there's a new perk. Wasp's Gauntlets. At rank 1, the character's base blue damage is increased by 398. At rank 3, when the supported character is healed, they heal an extra 1568.
Wow.
At rank 5, when the supported character makes a match, there is a 50% chance to fortify a friendly special tile. That's quite high percentage.
Yep.
And the synergy with Hope is that when she makes a match 5, there is a 67% chance that she'll make a swarm tile out of it.
Cool.
There you go. Those started yesterday? Yeah, let's go with yesterday. There's a supports wasp gauntlet store. Has all sorts of supports in it. I'm not going to go through the list because too much news. But the wasp gauntlets are available at 4 times odds.
Okay.
In that store, there's a vault, 120 item vault. And there's the Ant-Man Heroes for Hire offer. For 4,800 hero points, you get a yellow Ant-Man, 2 Wasp Advanced Tokens, and 3 Wasp Beginner Tokens, and 1,500 Red ISO. There's also a Wasp Heroes for Hire for 250 CP. Contents is a Wasp Janet Black Cover, a Wasp Gauntlet Master, a Wasp Gauntlet Advanced, and 5,000 Red ISO. So, Ian, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Because I know Ray did. When the Hero Store opened up for that 25 CP for the like all-women store...
Yep.
Did you buy any?
Yep.
What'd you get?
Did you get
a 5 star?
No. Nope. I got Mr. Fantastic and stopped.
Oh.
Like, I was so disappointed that not only was it not something I wanted, but it wasn't even a female character. I was like, I'm out.
I know. I spent 500 CP. I got one Wasp and one Jessica Jones.
That is a sad story.
That was all the five stars.
Would you like to hear another sad story?
Yeah, race is even worse, I think.
I dropped 250 command points. That's okay. All that I had. I got two Okoye and one Wasp.
Hey, that's...
So that's what, 30 pulls, I think?
Didn't Craig do double that and have one fewer five star?
No, he said 500, I thought. I thought you did 500 CP.
Right.
Yeah, I thought you said you did 250.
No, 750.
You said 250.
I thought you'd spent more than me.
Yeah, that's I did 750.
750, that's a different, yeah. Yep, nope, I tried one pull plus the free pull we got from the Ultron event.
Yeah.
I got something now, out of that, too, I don't recall.
I appreciate the Okoye covers. She is a good character, and the Wasp, but not exactly average on the pull rate. But.
Yeah.
All right, so more Ant-Man and the Wasp coming your way. Hey, tomorrow, July 5th, log in, get a free Ant-Man cover.
Ooh, I want a free Ant-Man cover.
Of the blue variety.
That's fine.
And Ant-Man is now giving you Wasp covers, Hope Van Dyne covers. So that's nice of him.
Yep, that makes sense.
Will not give you those.
Is Wasp also doing that?
I would assume so, but I haven't looked.
Okay.
You get those at 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360 reward levels. Okay. Like I said, there was a Ant-Man and the Wasp bundle store for $24.99. You get three covers of Ant-Man, three covers of Janet, 5,000 hero points, 42,000 ISO, 1,100 red ISO, some heroic tokens, two latest legends tokens, and 8 CP. The 8 CP seems like a weird number. Like they couldn't make it 10 or really 8? Why 8? I don't know.
Sigh. Sorry. Surely you guys heard that one.
Yeah.
That was like you dropped something. Not that I didn't realize it was a firework.
It sounded like like a stick of dynamite or something.
I heard that one.
Nope, I think they're shooting them at my apartment at this point.
Some changes to the next go-round of growth industry, which starts tomorrow. In the missions, Inner Space Cadet and Big Things One Day Come, the enemy's AP in each color will be reduced to 0 after completing a wave. That's a big change right there.
Yeah.
Because one of the problems I was having with some of those fights is, you know, you fight your way through, you get to the next round, and, like, their Thor had all the AP, and he would just be like, oh, you know, how about call the storm, this and that, and hammer, and I was like, Jesus. It was crazy. Also, the maximum level an enemy can have has been capped at 510. So, some changes to make that event a little easier, it appears.
What was capped?
The level of the enemies.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I missed part of it, and then 510, I'm like, I couldn't figure out what that was, but okay, that makes sense. I'm not going to see that, but okay.
What else is important? Oh, the release notes. Let's go to those.
Okay.
The clue is slightly spoiled by the fact that they updated the cover screen to show you the new character. So the clue was Mind Over Matter, which clearly should be Dazzler, because she's so super smart, and she can convert, you know...
Not matter.
Sound to light, that's like matter conversion.
In no way, but okay. It's it's distinctly energy conversion, but...
Right.
All right, I understand
but
your
argument.
But
it is clearly going to be the Ghost, which I hear is a character in this new movie.
Yes.
What new movie, Craig? Do you mean Ant-Man and the Wasp, available in theaters now?
Yeah.
All right.
Sadly, I'm going to be forced to go see this piece of garbage, and I'm not happy about it. But I've been told
at
that
gunpoint?
If I... Well, kind of. I mean, I am going with a bunch of cops who told me that I had to go.
Okay.
And B, they told me that they would buy Boothy beers and the movie ticket if I went. So it was hard to turn down at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose I could sit through 2 hours of crap so that I can get, you know, a free beer or two.
But you won't have to. You'll be seeing the latest Marvel franchise, Ant-Man and the Wasp, available in theaters everywhere.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I could just sleep through it and then wake up for the credits, because that's the only part that I really want to see.
Because you're curious what they could be teasing now that Infinity War already happened?
Yeah.
I guess Infinity War 2.
I'm surely Carol's got to show up and do something, right?
Well, I heard that there might actually be a trailer for her. I don't know. I mean, that's just on some sort of rumor site that I heard that, but I'm hoping for it.
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
Yeah.
I want to see me a good Carol movie. She's good stuff.
I would also be happy with like a some sort of short cameo after the credits. That would be good too.
Yeah. Let's see. What else has changed? You can now see other players' supports. So when viewing a player's roster, characters that have a support attached have the support icon displayed. When viewing a player's roster, a button will be displayed at the bottom of the screen that lets the player see their supports. There is a button on the bottom of the support screen that takes the player to the roster screen.
Cool, yay.
If a player is currently battling a boss and their alliance completes the round, then the cooldown of the boss mission will be reset. Doesn't it always do that?
I don't think it always successfully did that. I don't know for sure, but I know that I had been playing an event and that specific thing had happened, and no, I did not get to do the boss again. So maybe some of the time, but not all the time.
All right. The background color of the support page and the character information screen now matches the other screens when championed. And the maximum amount of coverage you can have in your reward cache before experiencing problems has been increased. Please keep the numbers of covers in your reward cache to less than 10,000. What are you people doing? 10,000?
I'm curious what it was before.
I don't care! Like, 10,000? I don't need any of these covers. Just let them all sit here. Let them die for 2 weeks. All 10,000 of them. Man, just thinking about a like finger fatigue you'd have if you gotta click through those all at once. Good lord, 10,000, man. All right, changes, fixes. Archangel's attack angle of attack now downs characters that are airborne, but stun immune if the power reduced the character to zero health. All right, that sounds good. Jubilation Lee's Heart of the Team will only display one banner per turn. Okoye's Piercing Throw can no longer target locked tiles. Whoa, a sentry change. That's weird. Sentry's Supernova now counts locked and fortified tiles when calculating damage done to allies.
Hmm. All right.
The Infinity Gauntlet is on the correct hand when Thanos' power Come and Get Me is activated. I've never noticed that it was on the wrong hand, to be honest with you, because I don't turn you on the animations. It's a war machine. Heat Signature no longer removes locked protect tiles. Wiccan's Magical Barrier no longer create power banners when Wiccan cannot gain health. A power banner is displayed when Wiccan's Chain Lightning is activated rather than after the power has finished. Wiccan's Chain Lightning can no longer target locked tiles. For each Appetite for Destruction tile created by a Symbiote Abomination, a tile will be destroyed. Fix an issue where only one tile would be destroyed per turn. So there you go. Right. All kind of fixes.
A lot of locked tile fixes. All right, good.
Yeah. It's almost like sending people airborne. In local news, it sounds like Fourth Fest is starting any second now.
Oh, is it ever.
One of the quote-unquote famous fireworks displays in the country, so the radio tells me, here at Fourth Fest.
Oh, speaking of famous, we also have the largest free-flying American flag on display here in Williamsport.
Okay. All right.
They take two cranes, hook the top corners of the flag up to each end of the crane and let it wave.
Yay.
Yeah, it's big.
That sounds it.
Big flag.
Do they have it lit?
What?
They have to have it lit up at night.
Oh, flag. I thought you meant like on fire. I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
Hilarious.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to fly the flag, you know, you should have it lit up at night.
They probably do. I don't know. I'm not going to go investigate. I'm going to do this show instead and avoid our version of Fourth Fest. And other local news, I think it's my in-game anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yesterday was 4,500 ISO. Today was 25 CP. Tomorrow's a 5-star Doctor Strange. And then Devil Dino covers as far as the eye can see.
Nice.
So I assume that's what that means.
Today was day 1421 for me.
That's all the local news I got.
All right. Alpha Team, not affiliated with this show, says that some chump in Port Matilda apparently found his long-lost John Deere tractor.
Oh, good on him. Those are expensive.
After 43 years.
Yeah, that's a long time to be missing your tractor. And a wood-fired pizza thing is going.
I like wood-fired pizza.
Devontae's wood-fired pizza shop? I don't know.
Yep.
But, okay. Don't we already have Fascia Luna? Isn't that good enough?
Yeah.
Right, but this guy looks like mobile. He's got some sort of wood-fired food truck situation.
Yeah, it sounds like he will bring it to your wedding or something and park it outside. Everyone can have hot and fresh pizza to eat with their fancy dresses and suits.
Good deal.
Nice.
I'm aboard with that.
Yeah. I've heard from reliable sources that that's Williamsport news, not Steakhouse. He wanted to give us a little bit of each local news.
Oh, it actually says it's Jersey Shore in the article.
Well, he's from Jersey Shore. I think he brings his food up here to sell, people don't live in Jersey Shore.
Nobody lives there. Jersey Shore in the middle of Pennsylvania. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go there.
In multiple ways, no one wants to go to the Jersey Shore.
Do either of you know why Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania is what it's famous for, in my mind?
No.
That is where Hunter S. Thompson had his first job out of college.
Yeah, nice.
He was the sports editor for the Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania newspaper.
Wow.
Yep.
There you go.
Good all right, now that's all I got for local news.
Right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Carol Danvers, an erotic life.
Not that surprised. Let me see what's up with old...
It's a young superhero's erotic journey from Milan to Minsk. sorry. That cracked me up.
It clearly did. I liked it. I can appreciate that. Let me see what I can tell you about everybody's third favorite Miss Marvel, the two-star version. She's got red, black, and yellow abilities. Her red ability is a photonic blast that costs 7 AP. It deals 932 damage and destroys 3 enemy projectiles. Her sonic boom costs 9 black.
Sonic boom!
Exactly. It deals, it hits the enemy for 734 damage and an additional 675 damage when the countdown tile expires, and drains 3 random AP. That's useful. Oh, and her strategic command is yellow, costs 8 AP. It makes 9 random team-up tiles. So it could be effective.
I think she makes the most team-up tiles of anybody.
Oh my goodness, 9's a lot. I don't know who else makes team-up tiles.
There's not very many.
I mean, so you're looking at a good, with 9 tiles, you're looking at an almost certain, certain cascades, very likely generating at least one critical match. If not, I bet she'd go fine with, is it 3-star Magneto who eats up all of the team-up tiles to do damage to you with his red? Yeah.
Or Mohawk.
Yeah, what's she do with them? She blows them up. Same thing? Okay.
Yeah, I think Magneto destroys all of them and does damage per...
Mohawk is not all of them.
Yeah, it's a certain set number.
No, so yeah, Magneto, that would be beefy. So there you go. Everybody's third favorite Carol Danvers, Miss 2-Star Marvel.
As Samurai calls her, Ms. Marginal.
Yeah, she really is. She's popular at 5'5'3". No one likes making team-up tiles, though they should.
She is a regular third spot filler on my 2-star team. Like, I pick a couple people, and I'm like, well, who's my third? Well, I can use her black, so I throw her on the team.
Yeah, I love Sonic Boom.
That's interesting. And it's not bad. I just, on the flip side, I don't know that I've ever used her intentionally.
Hmm.
Like, I've either been forced to, or it's never crossed my mind. So, yeah, there you go. Sorry, Miss Marvel. Your other versions are much more useful.
Well, that is true.
You just keep getting better as you go up the ladder. But that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Miss Marvel, Carol Danvers, 2-star.
All right. Bray, what's in the mailbag?
Not a whole lot. We didn't have a whole lot this week, but there were a couple long ones. So there you go. Ten Sun. I thought this was interesting. He pointed out, this was on the D3 forums, that his Rock versus Hulk, it's not always easy if you only have covers for his red power. He said that red and purple only made it possible for him to win last time, but it was rough. This time, he actually had a 5-2-4, barely above level 170, and it was still rough, even with boots. He said, this is one of the harder crashes if you don't have the green covers.
Sure.
Which, I can see that. Most other fights with a level 150, you can pull it off, but with this, he had to get lucky. He also made a comment, and I'm not going to be able to paraphrase this much, but in many of the other free-to-play games that Marvel has, like Marvel Strike Force, you can make incremental progress by collecting quote-unquote shards. I don't play that game, so I don't know what the shards Correct. Refers to. I downloaded it and played a couple matches, but that was it.
Right.
So the saved cover exchange rate is pretty good approximation of how shards work, in his opinion.
Yes.
Basically, what he's saying is that it allows you to... Well, let me not try and sum up. He says that that's extremely frustrating in other games when you get stuff and you're not able to use it. But in the playing field here, it's far, far more level in MPQ when you get a cover and you're now able to make use of it. So, in other words, his TLDR.
TLDR.
Is I had nothing, you gave me something, and now I hate it. So he couldn't agree with Craig more. He also said that his highest 5-star character is 441 Spider-Man Back in Black, and he constantly is getting trampled by 5-star Gambolt with Thor every time he tries to climb in PvP. He says that if he has to fight Thor over and over and over after the Gambit changes, that's fine. AI-controlled Thor is an idiot, while Gambit is idiot-proof. So he's actually looking forward to the Gambit nerf. Again, if you don't have Gambit champed, I think the Gambit nerf is going to be a very positive thing. because I see him constantly, everywhere, every fight. It doesn't matter. He's just in every single fight that I go for. So
yeah, he's just so fast and powerful.
Stinkpalm said, wait, Craig made a Smashing Pumpkins reference? Checks date of the song, carry on. I don't remember what song. Oh, right. The World is a Vampire. Never mind. I do remember. He said, regarding Gambit nerf, it is absolutely an overreach. He has a very long lot of information on why he thinks it is an overreach. And, okay, they basically what he's saying is they hit all three powers pretty heavily. His argument is that the red output isn't that absurd. If you would have just stopped the AP destruction, it would have been okay. He said he's not a tank. He should not be given health, suggesting that he is. I disagree. I don't think that they're suggesting he's a tank. It's just that he's going to need to be out there longer, so he gets a little health because of it. He says that, I don't think they should have ramped up the purple damage. I feel like it should have nerfed it. If characters like Invisible Woman and Star-Lord, who can cover up any tile, and with Star-Lord you get to choose which ones, why not with Gambit? Again, I think he's just that overpowered. If you look at Gambit, his red is really cheap and extremely powerful. It also feeds you AP, because as you destroy those charge tiles, you're getting that 3x AP for every tile you destroy. He also destroys AP. He also overwrites any other tile. He generates a decent amount of AP for himself. Like, he does everything. And I just, right now he's way too much. So the nerf needed to happen. In any case, I like his points, and I like the fact that he's making a logical argument. I just still disagree. Jordan from Jersey, bank loan. He said he was not expecting a Soaring Eagles of Freedom crossover within the pre-credit sequence last week. nobody expects the Soaring Eagles of Freedom.
No, they never do.
No. And 5-star Wasp, always happy to see new mechanics in the game. Also, her in-game cover is striking. I agree. I like that in-game cover. I like that as a choice. Gambit nerf, probably necessary, but doesn't affect me. Well, I don't know. Do you not have any 5-stars championed? Because if you do, it affects you. And he gave the sum up on the Magneto children retcon story. Originally, apparently, they had no specific important backstory. Then it was retconned that their parents were the Whizzer and Ms. America, which, okay, I don't even know those characters. Then it was retconned that they were experiments of high evolutionary. Then it was retconned that they were Magneto's kids in the mid-80s. And then it was retconned back to the high evolutionary theory in the mid-2010s. So that's way too much. I can't go back and, like, read all that. But I appreciate all the information. In any case, that is all that I have for this segment, because we're doing something different, and I didn't want to take up too much time. So, there you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Lumpy.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. All right. Brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify.
Learn me up, Ian.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you about some boosted characters of the week. Thanks to your friend and mine, UNC Samurai. And somewhat me. 3 stars. Gray Suit Black Widow is boosted. So her green AoE will be even beefier. Her red's probably going to be good, too. That does some amount of damage. I never use it, but it looks like it's good for tile destruction and doing some damage. The other Captain Marvel, yet another Captain Marvel. The 3-star Captain Marvel. She's boosted. Don't know much about her. I think she,
It's BDSM Carol.
Yeah, I don't use her. I don't have any levels. I only have one level of Penance Stare, so I've never felt the need to create that team because it would do nothing for me, but it sounds like she generates a lot of AP for your team by absorbing damage. And she probably has a photonic blast. Because she always has a photonic blast. Good old Human Torch. His red will do extra damage, and it's relatively inexpensive. The newly reworked Spider-Man, and by newly I mean it's happened within my lifetime, so it's relatively new. His yellow does too much damage. It should do way too much damage while he's boosted. And Star-Lord, I don't know if he does anything. I think he just makes things more accessible for other characters to do things. There's that one where he punches you. Surely that does damage and will do some more damage.
Yeah, three star? I have no idea.
I don't think he does anything.
Oh, yeah, no, 3-star. I am thinking of 3-star. I was thinking of 4-star. You're right. He does. The Milano flies out and does some AoE damage. It should do more. There you go. I don't know what his other two abilities do.
It starts with and ends with
O. Ends with O.
Milano.
All right. Let's get to the bits and pieces that I have some text on and can tell you about. 4-star boosted characters. Drax, the Destroyer. His red is going to get a big boost. For only 8 AP, he's going to crank out 24,000 damage, assuming the target is healthy. I don't think he does much else. I would steer clear of that guy. He was also recently reworked. I don't know if he got any better.
He definitely got better.
Oh, did he? Was he even worse before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Poor Drax. Chodely Awesome is Chodely boosted. And his green does, some healthy damage right now. So if you have plenty of blue, it's going to do, you know, just a little bit south of 20,000 damage, which is nice. Nothing else to speak of on that front.
My greatest and
oldest nemesis is boosted.
Yeah.
Good old Gwenpool. Her green does a truckload of damage. It will now do 2 truckloads of damage. Yeah. Otherwise, sploits in that other one. Plot armor.
Plot armor is terrible.
Oh, Gwenpool, why are you so effective and so hateable all at the same time?
No, everyone who likes her for her green. I dare you to challenge.
I can't
tell
argue
me
that. Her green hits like big time.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, there's got to be, you know, 2 to 3 worthwhile exploit combinations that you could, you know, that really help with tile management and special tile destruction. So memorizing those would probably be helpful.
And if you don't want to do that, just dial 679. You just 679. It does the most damage of the possible options, I guess.
Oh, okay. Great. On a standard keypad or?
Yeah, if you were looking at a standard keypad with 1 in the upper left and 9 in the bottom.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. The OG Wasp, Janet Van Dyne, is boosted. She's got that blue trap tile that is excellent. It's doing stuff even when it's not dealing a ton of damage. And her black should be dealing even more damage. I don't know. Will that affect her tactical intuition of boosting tiles that she's switching from protect to strike and strike to protect and strike to protect?
Being boosted? Yes.
Yeah. Great. An already great character getting even greater. Let me try to tell you about Lockjaw. I'm really just going to read Lockjaw because I know so little about Lockjaw and both the character and the character in-game. So, his yellow while he's boosted, is going to negate 100% of damage and retaliate for 3,300 damage.
Yeah.
His blue is the one that it depends on who shows up to help you.
Correct, yeah.
So that's going to be less impactful and harder to speak on. But for a bargain 8 green AP, creating 8 green charged, or creating 8 charged tiles, that's good times. And I think those are all the boosted characters this week. If you combine your boosted Gwenpool with your boosted Amadeus Cho, that'll create a lot of extra green so that you can fire Deus Ex Machina faster.
Sure.
That is,
I use
your...
a lot of Lockjaw with Medusa and Carnage.
Sure. So that's your samurai tip of the week. Chop! I added that sound effect. I've been dabbling with that.
This has been another episode of Samurai Delicatessen.
So those are your boosted characters of the week. Listen to me now. Believe me later.
We should just rename this part of the show Samurai Delicatessen. See what? Be like, here's what the cold cuts are. They're getting chopped up this week. Oh, I hear explosions in the air.
Oh, yes. All right. It sounds like the local firework display is beginning.
I hear lots of them outside, so.
Yeah, so.
I'm quite some distance from the stadium, so.
Yeah, I mean, sounds the same here. I feel like the only thing that I need right now is my greatest and oldest nemesis, Lee Greenwood, standing over my shoulder saying, he's proud to be an American, but at least I know I'm free.
And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I'll proudly stand up next to you. You know, the weirdest thing, being that, you know, I'm from a hillbilly town in the middle of nowhere, I have been to a wedding where that song was played at the reception.
I believe you.
Man, I grew up with a bunch of hillbilly nobodies.
Man,
I mean, I'm from the sticks, but man.
Nothing more romantic than Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, man. Stupid small town living.
We're at least one of the people getting married, like a veteran or active duty or something?
He was a veteran, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. At least they had a reason. Whether it be good or not, that's opinion. But
yeah, he was in the Army at the time, but still.
That takes the edge off.
So I hear Ray and Ian are surprising me with a mystery news segment.
Oh my God, are we there already?
Do it, Doug.
Oh my goodness. So if you guys have been feeling down since the addition of saves and you're longing for dying on the vine, we're here to help. Welcome to Ray and Ian's support groups. We're going to talk to you about supports. Ray's going to start.
Okay, so the support this week, we're going to talk about the Tex-Mex delicacy, the chimichanga. So,
really, going straight to the most powerful one on day one?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's the one that gets brought up all the time. It was the one that the devs, you know, love the most. We're gonna start there. So,
right, and keep in mind that we are discussing this at its, what level? Level 50? Level 250? I don't know where these max out at.
They max out at level 250. And if you have a support at level 250, are you cheating? Because I don't know how you did it. But in any case, so...
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
If you have the Chimichanga support, if you have one star in it, you can assign it to a player, and that player's damage that they take from enemy powers will be reduced by 47 points. Fairly underwhelming number. But if you go up to level 250, that's 495 damage reduction for every power used against you. That could add up to a couple thousand, you know, if you can't stop the thugs from throwing out some tiles. So that could be good. Rank number 2, if you get up to 2 stars, it's whenever you make a red match, there's an 8% chance to gain 1 red AP extra. That's pretty significant on some of the characters that do red. Like, I don't know, Deadpool? Seems likely. At level 250, that chance goes up to 40% chance, but at level 200, it goes up to 2 AP gain. So, if you're using this on somebody who doesn't need a whole lot of red, you can generate it very quickly. You make a match 3, boom, you have 5 red AP. That's, I don't know, pretty good. Rank number 3, if you have it at 3 stars, start of the turn, 12% chance to create or sorry, to fortify a random friendly special tile. At level 50, or at level 250, that goes up to a 50% chance. So half the time at the start of the turn, a random special tile is going to be fortified. That becomes very important if you're using this on X-Force Deadpool. Countdown to what tile? If you have your countdown to what tiles out at the beginning of a turn, half the time, one of them is going to be fortified. Why is that special? Because whenever you match the countdown to what, it does damage. If it's fortified, it does that damage and doesn't go away, so you can match it away again. So it can possibly double the damage on any of his countdown tiles. Rank 4, if you have 4 stars, if you make a purple match, 12% chance to gain 2 purple AP. That never goes up, it's always 2 purple, but it goes up to 45% chance at level 250. The supported, at rank 5, 5-star, the supported character's maximum health is increased by 275. Again, not a whole lot, but at level 250, it goes up to 2888 health increase. And the special is, if you put this on Deadpool, at the start of the turn, there's a 10% chance to create a one-turn countdown tile that heals Deadpool for 86 health. At level 250, it's a 50% chance every turn to heal 903 health.
Ooh.
Yeah. So as that goes up, it's pretty effective. But let me tell you where everybody's using this. Some people put it on Deadpool, but I think most people are putting it on Gambit. I'm curious how that's going to change in 3 weeks. But the plus red and plus purple matches are where everybody wants it. Because if you can make Gambit even faster, it's really insane.
I bet. Other than that, I feel like I learned something. For some reason, it had never occurred to me that I could put this support on X-Force Deadpool. Not once.
Yep.
I was like, oh yeah, that's reasonable. I'm going to go do that as soon as I get done.
As far as I can tell, X-Force Deadpool is the only character that's really going to make the most use out of every single rank, every single power that this support has.
Right.
Gambit is really good, and you've got a whole bunch of red-purple people that you could put it on. Actually, I started to list them, and the list is way too long. So you could put on a lot of people, but really Gambit and X-Force Deadpool. Obviously, It's Me Deadpool is good as well. But
right.
I think X-Force Deadpool takes the cake. It's
clearly the correct answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like a rube.
Now, that being said, mine's on Gambit, at least for 3 more weeks.
Sure. That'd be hard to pass up. All right. So now I will take a moment to talk about supports. And this week, I'm going to tell you all about the Flying Buttress.
Nice.
Let's start off slow and explain what a buttress is, which is an arch-like structure that is used to support or reinforce a wall. So if I've already got you there, now that I've got you there, the flying buttress, let me tell you what is significant about this and what makes it different than a regular buttress. The flying buttress makes no contact with the wall that it supports, like the traditional buttress. So it's transmitting, you know, the force across some intervening space, and it uses a pier to do this. So a flying buttress is like a massive pier, and then the arch that spans like a bridge across that, and that's what it uses. It uses that, the force in between those, to support the wall. And
this was a huge uplift in architecture.
Huge architectural achievement.
Those big giant European churches.
Yeah.
All about the flying buttress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you would like to learn more, watch Pillars of the Earth. Not only is it entertaining, not only does it contain Peggy Carter, but it teaches you about flying buttresses.
Really?
It nice. Does. So that's Ken Follett's. I think that's his name. Pillars of the Earth. It was also made into like a miniseries. So anyway, that's this week's other support, the flying buttress.
I ain't going to lie. I was really hoping that you guys were just going to tell me about fruits that grow on vines.
Well, we could probably pepper that in somewhere because this is a new segment, so it's kind of in transition. We're open to suggestions as to, you know, what supports to talk about, what other supports to talk about. I have a list that I've already generated in my mind, but it's very fluid. So Craig, how was day one of
how was the chimichanga and the flying buttress?
How was Rainey and support group?
Since I don't have a chimichanga, it doesn't affect me anyway, so I was much more enthused about the flying budgets.
Okay, so it had a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. That's some feedback I can get behind.
Yeah, I let it roll for a few weeks. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
The first comment on Discord, by the way, was Grinch saying, in all caps, this segment has just become amazing. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up some tokens.
Indeed. Let's. Sorry, I had gotten drawn into some other comments, and they all made me chuckle.
So, is somebody bringing us the support segment?
Oh, yeah. I guess that was brought to you by this vine. Thanks, this vine. We'll work with this vine to think of a clever handle for this, if he wants to change it, or if he would like to continue being referenced as this vine.
Man, I'm trying to think of something that can rhyme with that has something to do with supporting. Got to work on that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some Ladies Legends tokens here. I'm already there. I'm poking a Koye. That gets me a Rai Will I Am's Selfless Intervention.
Good character.
Where does that get my Rai? 287 on the Rai.
Sweet. Let's get it started in here. I will open up one. I poke. Bam. Nope. Going slow and steady. Oh, 4-star. Whoa. 4-star. Defender of Kunlun. Iron fist like unto iron.
Have you guys watched Luke Cage season 2?
No.
Nay.
I really am trying to get through Legion season 2 before doing Luke Cage. And let me just tell you, it's a chore. This is now a show that I can never recommend to anyone, although I'm still enjoying it. It's
what, Legion?
Yeah, Legion. It is so strange. And
it took me like 7 episodes of the first season to have any idea what was going on. And I've heard that season 2 is even more complex.
It's more complex, but at least you're not guessing. Like, everything that happens in season 2 seems to actually be happening, as opposed to season 1, where you were just at a guess as to whether you were just in the guy's brain or not.
Right.
Because anything he imagined could be real, and he could pull people in and out of his imagination, and it was too much. This season, it's complicated, but at least you know, what you're seeing is, for the most part, real.
Sure.
In any case, no, I have not seen Luke Cage.
Okay.
I hope to, though.
Yeah.
Open up something.
Okay. I have 4 tokens saved up. The first one is a 4-star. I don't know who that is. Is he in this game? 4-star Blade.
I don't know.
The second one is a 4-star. It is a 4-star Scott Summers. Okay. Level up my 4-stars, apparently. Third one is purple. Yay. I got a purple. That's awesome. And even better, it is a Jessica Jones. I've been looking for her. Her blue power.
She's so good.
And finally, another 4-star Infinity War Spider-Man. Quick reflexes.
Oh.
That's good as well. I don't have him up fully. So that will take him to a 2-3-3. So that was a good cover to get. That took me from a 1-3-3 to a 2-3-3. And my Jessica is now at a 1-0-3. Some black would be good. Tired of getting blue. But there you go. That is all my tokens.
All right. Hey, and something important news. I was told this week that there's a Dazzler sighting in Uncanny X-Men this week.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to rush over and buy that. Or Astonishing X-Men. I'm sorry. Astonishing X-Men. Uncanny's the old thing.
I didn't know what was being published right now, so...
So I'm going to have to go buy that tomorrow when I get down to the comic store.
I'm sure you will.
There you go. I will. Ian, I hear Prodigal Sons is coming back. What else is on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you about the Soon-to-be-named network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It is a collection of podcasts all work together to give you more variety and more podcasting options. You can look for things like The Puzzle Warriors 3 or The Profane Arguments, the long-awaited return of the Prodigal Sons podcast, and many others, none of which include me. So I would just can it right there. But still, if you would like something new, we have direct links on our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Thanks, Ian.
Sure.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Nay, says I.
Nope, I think I'm good.
Alrighty. Thanks everybody for joining us here on this holiday night. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our webpage. Comment, suggestions, you know how to get a hold of us. Our website, the D3Go forums, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, emails, social media. Find one of those things. Go to our website, buy something on Amazon. Send us some pennies. We like pennies. They're good. Never giving up the pennies. Not like Canada. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Buy yourself some swag for holiday next. I have no idea what the holiday is next.
Memorial Labor Day.
All right. I'll go with that. So that's all I got.
Right on.
Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, in Soviet Russia, pie eat you. Good night, everybody.
From sea to shining sea.
This is like the 4 a.m. sign-off when TV stations used to go off the air.
Good night.
I miss those. Then it would just go to static. Now it's all infomercials. Bye-bye.